population is doing well, you know, we want to support all wildlife, but we do want to reduce those bear human encounters.
The bear's been hanging out in
Hello, this is Mr. Petey Pete, and you are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 and WGXC.org, streaming all over the world.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Pat of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We run away from global warming, heading to colder climates. But unfortunately, this week, we don't got to go that far. Tomorrow is going to be brick, as the youth used to say in my day. Tomorrow, we're talking about 6 degrees.
They still say it.
Okay, good. I don't feel too old. All right, to my left, we got our sound tech and so much more. Brian, how you doing?
Yeah.
All righty. See, he's busy, hard at work, making sure this show is produced
he
right.
He says with a black hand illustrated across his shirt, yeah. And printed, emblazoned even.
Moving along to his left, Ben, how you doing?
Pretty good yourself, Ben.
Not bad. All right, and Cody, how are you?
Good.
There you go. That's his voice.
Good.
Tom, how you doing?
I am not Corey.
That's right.
No.
And he's still bitter that Corey isn't here.
No, he's totally awake.
And to my right is
Professor Trixie von Mothersbaugh.
How you doing?
Doing good. Getting the word out about the show. Got a few people maybe listening. Who knows? Hi, Subgenii.
Nice. Glad to have you here on this show tonight.
Great ball.
Anybody else got something to complain about? Anything on their chest they want to talk about?
Complaints? Why not something that we're thankful for? Let's go around.
Yeah, thankful Groundhog Day is almost over.
Dude. What is it? Canada's groundhog, what's her name? Fred? Died.
Yeah, it ain't named nothing anymore. It's named Stu.
Why y'all groan?
Why?
It tastes all right. Tastes like rabbit.
Thank you.
Does it? Yes, it actually does.
Oh, okay, well then.
If you go to my Better Weather Telegram channel, I posted a guide on how to skin them this morning.
I might have even used that guide. I mean, I kind of know already, but just to make sure.
Hey, I got a groundhog that lives under my house.
Oh, yeah?
Free meal.
I mean, how fat is he?
There's a hole, like this big. It's a big hole.
So you have to get them in, like, fall, right? Because they're just...
Yeah, I want to get them in fall because they're a little bit bulkier. All
right.
Mm-hmm. When they come out of hibernation at the end of winter... Or rather, in the middle of winter, because they come out right about between now and March.
Mm. Yeah, well,
they're lean.
You don't want
they
that because they're lean, but you don't want the fat from late fall because that's going to give it a gamey taste. You want you want the muscle, but
I
not
don't mind
that
it.
Much. Really?
No.
Oh, cool.
I don't mind.
Cook it off in a stew. Drain the fat. You're good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're fit to live off of the land up here.
The thing that you really don't want is their scent glands. So groundhog
or their intestines, you know.
Hey, you know what? You don't want my scent glands either.
I just about to eat you?
Mmm, prions.
Mmm. Give me that kuru.
So it is Groundhog Day, and we're doing the same thing.
Is it Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Why do you think I've been talking about complaining about it so much?
Yesterday and yesterday, we just keep...
But not 150 years ago. We're not doing the same thing then.
We just keep...
To be fair,
same
I mean,
day,
children
day
told me
after
it was
day.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
But, what's that?
My children told me it was to Groundhog's Day.
Oh. You didn't know?
No, I did not. They're like, hey, it's Groundhog's Day.
I didn't know until, like, I saw it on TV or the news or something. And I'm like, oh, God, I got to say something on the weather. I got to complain about this somehow.
We need to make Mr. Conductor a groundhog suit, like, with the head and everything, so he can wear it on Groundhog Day. Host his show that way.
Maybe we can make a deep fake where Mr. Conductor is wearing the full green suit.
Oh, no, no, no.
Since
we can make Mr. Conductor a groundhog doing the weather.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Make him a deep fake. We can do it. We can do it now.
No, it's he's conquered the
okay.
groundhog.
He doesn't
know. All right. And
so,
now he's
which one of you guys is going to pull me out of a stump?
I'm not going to say pull you out of the stump. Just, like, have your, like, little, like, mouth move while you do the weather.
Yeah, that's all.
I think that would be quite entertaining, just to have Joe and have the voice going.
Okay, you ever watch Daily Show?
No.
Which version?
Yeah, the latest ones. One of their common running gags is they just do, like, a static, like... I remember, like, when you would put saran wrap over your TV and draw stuff on it?
Yes.
They do that. They just have, like, a solid picture, and then they just have the actor kind of fit their face into, like, I'm a groundhog, or I'm a bird, or I'm a politician. And then they just talk, and they pretend to be that person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah,
we could do that.
So it's like Conan O'Brien, where they would have
the
little mouth.
Except, like, they cut out the face just enough for the whole actor, and they just kind of, like, am I right? Okay, right there, and then they just do the bit.
Man, it sounds like you have an Azure subscription. Let's put it to work. Let's make them workers sweat. Let's do some deep
Azure.
You're undoing my 1977 motion capture when I tracked my lip and gave a speech in the voice of Henry Kissinger. When we want to do what we want, we just change our faces and we say whatever we want.
How much for the Hatters, boys?
ACM.
Deep fake.
They're still showing it, in fact. It's like, you know, their prizes, Henry Kissinger imitation. But we're going back, what, 45, 48 years? Something like that.
We're so far ahead now.
Half
yeah, you cut out a little place.
What I'm edging towards.
What?
Seriously?
What?
Maybe it wasn't you, but the thing where it's Billy Mays.
Oh, yes.
That was good.
Absolutely was me.
Yeah, it was
I found it. And we're going to play that in a little bit when...
Let's play it right off your phone.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to play it right off my phone.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
The sound guy did it. Then it's okay.
I
yes. Well, okay. Well,
totally AI-generated speech. And
yeah.
I brought this up.
It's a problem of the past. Simply
okay, wait. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. You guys, first of all, we should have just done that out of the blue and just made people think that was Billy Mays and then
right.
Go guess what, you're wrong, you're stupid, you're not listening to the right thing.
For anybody who's got a memory still, I brought this up in September of 2020 in Ben's garage.
No, I do not remember
COVID
that,
but it was all done, it was AI synthesized voice based on samples, a generative model that was taken from samples, done all open source by amateurs.
Wasn't that Richard Nixon?
It was Ralph Cosham, who was a voice actor for the game Elder Scrolls IV.
Huh.
Wow.
And they just wanted to generate, you know, dialogue lines for things that were unvoiced that people had made for the game.
Okay.
And it was okay. You know, you could tell there was something not right about it. But this, what you're about to hear, is done by professionals from 11 Labs. And here you go.
Hi, Billy Mays here for the 11 synthesizer. Tired of people in your life not saying exactly what you want them to say? With the AI voice synthesizer, it's a problem of the past. Simply feed it 60 seconds of isolated dialogue, and you can contort their words into anything you desire. Watch how your enemies will say racial slurs with frightening realism. Listen to your favorite characters read your crudely written erotic fan fiction. Dead celebrity or family member? No problem! The AI voice synthesizer acts as a cursed digital Ouija board. Summon their spirit and graft it to a vocal template. But that's not all. Call now and we'll throw in the deepfake generator as a bonus. Absolutely free. Never trust your eyes or ears again in this modern digital hellscape.
Welcome to the future.
I don't know why we didn't play it directly into the audio stream.
We weren't prepared for that. But
this
you
is
guys
public
get...
access radio.
It is.
No. This is not public access. Not any schmuck is allowed on here. This is public radio.
If I played
it
into the stream, you guys wouldn't be able to monitor because we don't have any feed fallback right here.
We've all heard it.
He did say Ouija correctly.
Ouija.
You say Ouija. Yes.
You said it correctly.
Yeah, it's
not Ouija.
Ouija. No, that's
Ouija.
Yeah.
Well, see, now you know it's BS.
It's all superstitious
bunk
anyway. So don't worry about it.
Horny on squeegee.
See, there you go.
So, yeah, we're going to combine that with the metaverse, and they're going to be basically resurrecting your dead loved ones so you can talk to them whenever you want.
Oh, the
they're already doing it.
Day.
Yes.
Mormons.
Hey, wait, can Mormons baptize a digital being? I bet you they're going to try.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Just, wow, that was a good opportunity to clown on the Mormons.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that either.
They tried to baptize my mom.
Okay.
Can we go after Scientology now?
Oh, please, yes.
They the Mormons posthumously baptize people from other religions because they're just a bunch of schmucks. Now, what are we talking about? Scientology?
What I wanted to know was, is deepfake AI in the true sense of the AI, artificial intelligence?
Yes, as far as we have AIs today, yeah.
So the text can be written as well as the voice being imitated?
What do you mean?
I mean, it could emulate their speech patterns.
If you write
it could emulate their scripts.
Their scripts.
Yeah, what they're known for.
Well, yeah, you put in the script that you want.
No. That's a human.
And the,
wait.
Human.
We're talking two different things. One is we're able to emulate anyone's voice, but also because of the sort of algorithms running in Meta, they are able to recreate people's speech patterns.
Speech patterns
so they can make
styles, yeah.
A speech in their style.
Yes.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
But what I want to know is, could the text be written by the AI in a convincing manner as
yes,
well?
Yes, that's what he said, yeah.
Yeah.
Not
well,
the
with like
pattern,
GPT. I don't know.
The content, the context,
yeah.
the broader picture, the
not,
I get what
you're
the identity,
saying.
That consciousness.
It could.
That consciousness.
It could if you train it. Now, AI is notorious for going down rabbit holes where it's completely wrong, then make itself wronger and wronger. But humans can train it to be smart, to be smarter and smarter to get where you want it to hit.
The only thing that like gives me pause about like the whole AI thing is like you have to train it on what other people have said.
Yeah.
But when you have the AIs just writing for themselves, is it actually true? Like, there's no collective wisdom. It's just the AI reading other crap written by the
AI. By other AIs. You know, yeah.
Wait, what are we talking about?
You just
anymore?
Described every
and,
human on social
then,
media.
Yeah.
But, well, no. Eventually somebody has original thought.
Well,
eventually.
Or at least it's very good at manipulating
some philosophers
people.
Contend
that
that's not
very
true.
Very original idea, Ben.
Who'd you steal it from?
Well,
exactly.
Because,
yeah, but everybody stands on the shoulders of giants.
By,
I get that.
Right?
Argument,
everything's if everything's derivative.
But you always have unique ideas coming from people. So if the ideas stop,
I'm sorry,
does that mean that we technologically stop?
Did you say unique ideas coming from people?
Not everyone.
Some people.
Maybe a small handful of gifted ones.
Yeah, but you have a small handful of gifted.
Yeah, but that's still real, is what he's saying.
So let's put it this way.
But would society stop?
Yeah, would we stop developing?
Because if you stop paying journalists, you stop paying all these people, who's feeding the machines? Nobody.
We all devolve.
I believe that the machines don't always have to be fed. To be bootstrapped, they have to be fed like that. But eventually, they're going to analyze us for what we want, and they're literally just going to generate the content that we need to absorb from them.
I would say like we would stay the same, because eventually we reach this certain level where people stop doing things, and then we just start tapering off. Because the machines,
unless the AI is designed to train us to be better.
You guys are dancing around in an area where we didn't even really bring it up.
What?
The question was, can an AI convincingly produce something given something to mimic?
Can an AI,
I would say, it perfectly would mimic things.
It can
but
mimic
I don't
things
think,
quite
mimics,
well.
Like,
yeah. I don't think it would actually create a unique idea.
It would not create.
That's literally what a lot of money at Facebook is being dumped into right now.
To a certain extent,
it's all
given new input, it can produce convincing output.
Convincing output.
That seems like it's responding in an original fashion. But
I contend that at some point the AI will be able to recreate that human being to be a person that's even more believable to you than the original.
I don't know about that, because like if you get to,
you might exhaust the
because
level of novelty is capable of.
I mean, unless like people are actually actively pushing that idea,
yeah,
I don't think it would actually happen, because I don't think the AIs could actually raise to that level. Because if you assume that human beings are lazy and whatever.
Even if you still got a few that are gifted and able to overcome what those aren't and generate the new content, essentially.
Fair
to
enough.
Feed into the system.
But you also have to look at it this way, too. Like, if you look at our society where you have to basically gamble on your higher education with, you know, $200,000 or $300,000, which is crippling debt, and if you can't pay it, and, like, you know, the only thing you're qualified to do after that is, you know, work at McDonald's because the machines took your job.
Took everything else, yeah.
Would you take that gamble? Mm. The answer is no.
Yeah.
Well, you would, because the AI would understand the need for a military base, and they would guide you into that decision. They would keep you dumb. Or at least your section of the population.
So you're saying the AI would behave just like the guidance counselor at Gardena High School when they told David Bosey he should be a welder. Because we saw him and said, "You're a welder."
Rein me in. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm not trying to.
Let's ask this.
I think that's convincing.
That's fair.
Let's be as dumb as us.
Let's do an easier question to answer.
Here's the question: Can the AI get an academic credential?
Yes, they can pass.
They can pass the business degree, and they can pass these other things. But again, a lot of people have written about business. A lot of people have written about these ideas.
So
are they going to create a new idea to exploit business?
It's also
the answer
so
is probably
let's say
no.
That it is possible for to go to your point about debt, that AI could get this credential. Then what's the point of getting the credential yourself, since that's now just taken care of for you?
Exactly.
What you really need to do is use the time available to interact with the AI, to come up with ideas that are beyond the reach of AI, simply because
you're
gifted, or you have intuition, or you're willing to make up things that are not obvious or intuitive.
I think that that's a problem. Because, like, if you get it, like, let's say in your level, right, it took a huge amount of personal endeavor to figure out all these ideas. The AI is not going to think of these clever ideas.
Yes, they will, though. Eventually,
I argue no.
Eventually, though, all those clever ideas are just going to be one little quiver or one little arrow in his quiver.
Mm.
Yeah, but if it's all derivative,
if
everything is derivative, fine. It can find patterns in numbers. That doesn't mean that it's necessarily true.
So what's true?
Garbage in,
if
garbage
the computer
out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the problem. So if you're just feeding it its own bullshit... Oh, excuse me. Its own ninnery, right? It's just like Facebook. Everybody has their own political facts, and they view them as like a godsend. But
so what you're saying is the AI is going to act just like the humans, like they're doing now.
Potentially.
Well, right now,
well,
right
then,
now the AIs are working off
base.
Of local, like a local truth, right?
Yeah.
So eventually, maybe there's more complexity to AI, so it's not going to go like 10 steps down into a rabbit hole and become, you know, then decide that a kilogram is 80 pounds.
No.
But yeah, which it will do that. But eventually there will be more of a context where it will be self-correcting.
But the thing is, the advanced AIs are going to go all the way down that rabbit hole, bottom out, and come back before you even have a thought.
Exactly.
And then it's going to exploit all those routes. And after it's basically spoken to you a few times, it's going to come up with all the... More content than a human being can absorb is uploaded to the internet every day.
Yeah.
The AIs will have access to more information and novelty and concepts than any human could possibly have access to.
But there's the problem. So when the people stop creating things, right?
Yep.
Besides,
it has
like,
a finite body of...
It stops.
No,
its evolution stops.
Another question is...
That's my argument.
I believe the AI can be more creative than us.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Because I think it would eventually reach a point, an apex, and then it freezes.
The AI is the only... We will reach an apex point, and the AI is the only thing that surpasses
us. What the AI has access to is the total sum of human creation.
Okay.
And its own creation.
That is itself a limiting factor.
Yeah.
How so?
All of its work is derivative.
What you're saying is because it has access to more information than a single human being could, it's
simply
limited to more than the human.
I don't know. My argument is like it will not create Game of Thrones. It could write a whole bunch of derivative novels of Game of Thrones, but it could not write that series.
No, my argument is
it couldn't write Tolkien
better than Game of Thrones.
I argue
the Game of Thrones that humans never knew they wanted.
It will animate no more large productions out in the middle of nowhere.
What we're talking about is
budgets. They'll just synthesize the actors, and that'll take care of
Yeah, but like
your
synthesization.
I'm ready to refocus.
Yeah, but like it couldn't.
You ready to refocus?
I didn't mean to spur this discussion. I meant to point out the fact that when it comes to the internet, we're approaching a point where you're no longer going to be able to believe your eyes and your ears.
Yeah.
You're just going to have
to
live your life.
And hope.
Here in your body.
Yeah.
And have your eyes to rely on and your senses.
That's not true either. Because when we
distrust the extension of your senses that the digital realm provides you now. Because it's no longer in a realm where
it's no
is
longer
accurate
attached
reproduction.
To reality.
So then where do you find
it's a
meaning?
Hyper reality.
Yeah.
Find meaning in your own experiences.
In your own experience, yeah.
I don't know, but then on the flip side is you would still have validated sources. Like, people could still lie to you.
Do you know how much effort that is? People who are browsing Facebook do not go through that effort. That's why you have people with dumb opinions.
All right, I get that.
And AIs with dumb opinions.
that learn from these people.
That are just as racially biased and weird. I mean, the AIs are picking up all our bad habits already.
Like in a second, right? How do you become neo-Nazi in 5 seconds?
AI.
You absorb the internet as a whole.
We can have these discussions and float in the air about what AI is going to do, what it's going to be like, what kind of life form it's going to be, whatever.
Mm.
The point is,
it's in
you
the
as a human,
realm.
You're limited.
You're limited.
To your sense data.
Yes.
And the digital realm at one point could be trusted. Maybe not so much anymore.
I don't know. I mean, there's always
What's the point of trusting it or not trusting
it? I don't know, but to be fair, I mean, there's always like the idea of catfishing, and that's existed for, you know, quite a long time.
Ever.
On the internet.
Yeah.
Since the internet has begun.
Since before the internet.
Technically.
I was going to show you guys a movie from 1989. Where a kid gets catfished by Santa Claus from a public BBS machine in the middle of Paris. It's like an ATM, but for
like a Minitel.
Minitel. Yes.
Ah, oui, le Minitel.
I've been wanting to watch this movie with you guys.
Minitel.
Yes.
Oh, it's a movie. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
The original internet before there was one.
Yeah. So like it's the badass Home Alone. I really want to watch this movie with you guys.
Okay.
Because it's got a
lot sounds good.
Stuff that I can't possibly appreciate.
Code Noel or something.
We have other stories if you want to, or do you want to keep talking about this? We can just go on and on.
Well, I have a question. It's about expert systems, which are a variant of AI.
Well, no, it's a previous to AI.
Yeah, it predates AI. And I got to the point where I realized that these nodes, billion nodes in AI, could be replaced at each node with a person. I mean, there are billions of people, and if people are the nodes, then the decisions on the direction of the final resolve and interpretation of an idea could be accounted for. In other words, you have a choice when you're participating in this kind of expert system that's intended to derive something useful.
Okay, so are you talking about a system like polling, like democracy, or a system where everybody's wired together like the Matrix?
Democracy.
Okay.
Less dystopian. I like this.
You can say, look, we have this powerful communication network, so let's use it to the advantage of the people who need to decide for their own benefit how to spend their tax dollars. So you say, okay, we're going to offer you some yes or no choices, and you just sit there taking yes or no choices until it's resolved in a particular direction. And I was going to go through some of these, but it would be time consuming. It's just maybe you can conceptualize the idea of a binary tree that spreads by orders of powers of two. So you start out with a yes or no, and that becomes four yes or no's, and it becomes 8 and 16 and 32 and 64. As people play with their yes-no decision in a group endeavor. And it is time-consuming, but my argument is it would attract the people who had a stake in these particular decisions. So farmers would get together to do tax dollars for farmers, and people in education would get together to do that, and so on. But the nodes that are now weighted nodes in AI would become weighted nodes with humans at the controls.
Yeah, but like how would you weight somebody's vote against somebody else's?
Well, in a democracy, you don't. You just say everybody gets a vote. Mm. But what happens is you get these waves of decision. So when things are ridiculous, I don't know, the example I was going to give has to do with dress codes in education.
I was going to say Florida dictating content for the rest of the country, but...
Oh, that's Texas, actually.
On what books we should read?
No, well, no. The most recent one was the AP course over the Black History AP course.
That's Florida making its own residents stupid. I was just referencing that Texas makes the actual textbooks for the rest of the country.
Yes, they do.
That's DGen.
Yes, they do.
That's DGen.
Also, they have a really good building. Then it's a real good platform for flying out the window on the third floor.
Yes, Can you take me back where I came from?
Here's a question for you. How does the weight work out when, let's be generous and say, 12 to 15% of the population of the United States is active enough to educate themselves on issues that farmers who are, say, generously 5% of the population. Mm. Even though I know it's really like 2 or 1%.
Well, what I'm,
issues affect those farmers?
Well, what 1%? I'm saying is that you have a binary tree, yes and no, that goes down a bunch of levels, but which direction you can go is determined by someone who is not ill-informed, but rather has the benefit of the parties participating in mind, so that they end up with a final ratification of some form of government that would be appreciated by the people who are voting. Because if they don't succeed and they come up with a policy that is not accepted, then they're removed, and someone with a better understanding of the issues has an opportunity to frame these complex trees. So even though you're saying, well, many people wouldn't even know which way to go, I think when you have a volume of people sufficient to the decision
making. Who
determines
the success?
Pardon me?
Who determines success?
Well, you have votes for the representatives who put this together. So you don't have to change the government. You say, okay, we have representatives, but instead of being Jim Jordans, they're people who really care.
Oh, that's a high-minded.
Who really care about the outcome, and not destruction, but rather they're looking for a way to provide what would be most satisfying for the population that they are elected by. And if they fail to conform to what that group has decided in its decision-making process, then they have to step down. Or if they're successful, well, they're brought back again and again because they're smart enough to give people what they want, even though they didn't know what it was when they started voting.
Sounds like an argument against term limits.
No. No, it's not at all.
Well,
it says there are some people who can actually do that. They may not be good looking. They may not have some of the criteria that are used for the public
relations. I don't
know.
It's pretty low. George Santos.
Oh, don't even. Don't even. Look. Okay. You just ground me to a halt, so I'm going to take that opportunity to remind everybody that they're listening to WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. And now we're going to talk about George Santos. You brought up his name. This man, I want to dip myself in glue and then roll myself in rock salt and then climb inside parts of this guy's anatomy.
I don't know. I was like thinking about it. I'm like,
because he's a horrible piece of garbage.
See, like, no, I was like looking at it like with the scam people out of New York City, right? So I'm like, well, George Santos, like, Anna Delvey is a poor man's George Santos.
Who?
Anna Delvey, the lady who basically managed to convince a whole bunch of people that she was a, what, billionaire heiress? Like, okay. Anybody's ever seen that?
Yeah, I know about her.
Right? And now she's, like, parlaying her infamy into basically fame now. Mm. So it's kind of interesting on that one because it's just like, oh, my gosh, this... You know,
and this is
you
what
thought,
our society
like,
rewards.
You thought Anna Delvey was like, oh my God, this lady's like story is preposterous, this is crazy. But she never claimed to be what was it? Her mother died in 9/11. Her grandparents died in like the Holocaust, which is like disgusting. It's just like the level of depravity on this guy, and then he managed to get elected to Congress. Like Anna Delvey was caught. Like as a fraud, but this guy managed to
he got caught
lie his
just
way
over
into
the line. He made it into Congress,
it
and
in.
Then everything blew up.
Yep,
and that's why he's making a whole bunch of people look bad. That's why he's had to step down from certain committee assignments.
They only want him to continue the rush to destroy the government, which he will do. He'll raise his hand and vote for every bad bit of.
Yeah.
Legislation that comes up and he'll be there for 2 years, after which of course his career is over unless plastic surgery is.
Oh, his career won't be over. His career is going to take off. He's going to do great. He's a perfect politician. Look what he was able to lie about and get away with, and he is still a congressman. He still has Kevin McCarthy's back and vice versa. He's going to do well. He's white. He's a dude.
And he's
I don't
sitting.
Know, but
what are you kidding me?
He's sitting on really a very important seat. He's the number.
This is America. We love that stuff.
He's the number that gives him the majority. You
yes,
can't,
that's
you
right.
can't risk losing
no,
that
exactly.
number.
My razor thin majority.
Exactly. He's too important. He's too important. And I would love to say even more why he's that important, but then I'm going to start getting
a little bit off
insulting
topic.
On verging
off
of
topic.
Illegal.
Yeah, I definitely have some rants.
Do it.
Hey, everybody that has a Tesla, tomorrow's going to suck for you, and Saturday's going to be even worse. Your range is going to be cut down almost in half.
Yeah, turn on the heater. Go ahead. Be my guest.
That's...
Warm yourself
yeah,
over
I,
the battery.
I actually have a technical question.
What's that?
Don't these cars, I'm pretty sure, have heaters integrated into their... structure, their battery pack structures?
Absolutely.
Heat pumps. They've upgraded heat
not,
pumps.
I don't know about heat pumps, but like just integrated like...
To keep the batteries warm?
You know,
absolutely.
Resistive
or
heaters.
Cool.
To keep them, to warm them up
or cool
to
them
an
down.
Operating temperature and to a charging temperature.
Maybe.
That's right.
That's
because,
right.
you know, if you charge lithium batteries...
But only if you bought the winter package.
The
you have to
winter
pay extra, you
package.
Have to, you have to pay extra for the heater for the battery.
Is that just a BitFlip software upgrade?
Negative. That's actual hardware that's
wow,
required
that's,
to keep the machine running.
That's cheap.
Electric cars are not meant for Arctic. Are not meant for like cold environments.
I mean, yeah, no.
You know how much a little flat pack heater, you know, just on a resistive printed circuit on a piece of Kapton costs from AliExpress. You know how much that costs?
$3.
There you go.
He knows what it is. It okay. costs almost nothing.
Yeah, but Tesla's going to charge you $3,000 just to, for it or something.
Well, they did safety testing.
Exactly.
Wink.
Well, y'all look, those wink. See the wink he just did.
So much safety testing that if your Tesla happens to run out of power, just remember you might not freeze to death because you got a chance of it spontaneously bursting into flames.
But guess what? Those things are positive temperature coefficient. You know what that means?
No.
It stops increasing in temperature the more hot it gets.
What?
So it'll reduce it, or yeah, it'll reduce its resistivity.
Oh, the hotter.
The hotter it gets, so it will begin giving off less and less temperature as it heats up.
The resistive.
Hmm.
So it doesn't burst into flames randomly. You know.
It's probably not a bad idea.
They burst, don't they burst into flames for other reasons? Just the batteries, just for fun? Just
short of dielectrics?
Well, I mean, yeah, if you poke a hole in them because you got in a five-car pile up.
Wrapped
it
in a tree?
You're,
I don't know. I've watched
your
cars
toast, and I mean, maybe so are you.
To be fair, I mean, like, I've watched gas cars burn, and you're still dead in that car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta get out of
there. I mean, I don't know.
We haven't had a Pinto in how long?
Yeah, but still, that was just, we're back around to that, kind
of.
But now we're working through a new technology of just plain electric cars. For God's sakes, just get a Prius. Okay, it's got a gas engine. You can warm yourself on all the waste heat from the engine in the depths of the cold wasteland of New York.
Yeah.
That's a mode, that little camping mode, right?
Camping mode?
Yeah, you just turn it on your climate control in a Prius to a certain temperature. And as the battery gets too low to sustain that, it automatically starts the engine. Charges up the battery, so all night you'd be 70 degrees in the car.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
Problem with a Tesla,
that's why
is
people use it to live in when they're on the,
there's
when they
no
don't
gas.
Want a van.
They just cut you off at 10%. Like, sorry, we can't let you drain the battery. I hope you're warm enough.
You know, everyone would have died in Donner's Pass if it wasn't for the fact that they were traveling in hybrids.
I thought they carried their own food in the Donner Pass.
Yes, they did.
They did.
I think Ben looks pretty nice.
You know,
I think Ben looks very tasty. Oh,
exactly.
No, Joe. Oh, wait a minute, Trixie. Trixie.
No, that's the question, is it? Do you all like just wait for the thin guy to die first, or do you all gang up on the big meaty guy for the challenge?
I don't know any of Cody's.
I don't know. You could read the what was it? The Essex.
I'm thicker than
Essex?
I was.
I don't have much muscle.
The Essex chronicles the sinking of a ship by a whale, and then the subsequent journey of like several thousand miles across the Pacific to like South America. They ended up eating each other. Let's just put it that way.
It was
usually the guy who died first. And
the story that Moby Dick was based on was far worse.
Yes, far worse. Far darker.
Well, I can say this. Mr. Conductor would be the first person to eat a person. Because he thinks they smell like bacon. Specifically himself, so on camera is not off the table.
You don't need to tell anyone that story.
I didn't tell anybody anything.
What?
Don't you have a Groundhog's Day rant?
Kind of already did it. Right?
Did he already do it?
Yeah. Well, I think we did it. Yep.
We talked about eating groundhogs.
I don't remember if we did it yesterday.
You didn't do it on
air. Yeah, we did it yesterday.
Like
we did it on air. Did you?
Yeah. This morning, I said I made an estimation of what the groundhog was going to do, and I was wrong because I assumed he was going to be correct this year. And for the third year in a row, that little rodent was wrong. Winter ends next week. I ain't joking.
It's true that on Sunday we're going to be back up in the 40s.
Mm. That's it.
So, you know.
We won't know it tomorrow night, though.
No.
No.
Tomorrow night's going to suck.
It's going to get cold.
What, Trixie? What?
Local news from the Times Union. In House speech, U.S. Representative Pat Ryan demands Central Hudson CEO resign.
Because that'll do something.
That'll do something.
For 2 years, Central Hudson's billing system has been haywire and screwing over thousands of people.
As long as he makes his numbers to Wall Street, he's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the sad part.
Do you know how much, like, Central Hudson contributed millions of dollars to Sue Serino's campaign in the recent election because they were trying to get away with this very thing. Fortunately, that didn't work out, and Ryan, who was not her competitor, is in a different district, did run saying that he was going to go after Central Hudson and all for all their crap, and I'm thankful he's there doing that.
That's the thing about local politicians. Sometimes the local people will get things done that actually matter to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, yeah. Voting matters. Voting counts. Get out there and vote. I ain't telling you who to vote for, but just vote.
What's the DOJ sues for Google for ad dominance? Wants to break up the company.
Antitrust laws.
Nah. All right. I don't care.
You don't care?
You don't care. You don't care about having Google broken up?
Nope.
No.
Have the ad revenue.
I don't know why. I don't know why it doesn't bother me. I know, like, I'm usually the first person to like storm down the antitrust route. Like, you are too big. You need to be busted up. But right now, I'm like, we're worried about Google. We need to worry about Facebook ruining people's minds. TikTok, Twitter.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you remember Googling in the early aughts? Where you could go like 200 pages into their results.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that?
Page at a time.
Have you tried that lately?
Yes. Yeah. I'm still that guy. I will go to page 12 on the Google search.
You can't. You can't go to page 200.
There is none?
You cannot go to page 100. There is no page 100.
What?
They cut you off, man.
Interesting. Because
there is no more page 100. There probably isn't even a page 50, dude.
So, that's why we use things like DuckDuckGo?
It doesn't matter.
Dogpile. No,
they all bubbling you.
Yeah.
Bubbling.
You are always bubbled by some algorithm. Whether that's due to technical reasons.
So what you're saying is I should just start pounding random IP addresses into my browser for something real.
I mean, honestly, how else are you going to find stuff that doesn't show up on the index?
Google. I mean,
Good job.
wait. Nah. Whoa. But wait, can I Google what to Google or what to not Google? Google tells me all.
To use Google.
Oh.
How to search.
But, you know, is there a real search engine anymore? Even the alternatives, like Startpage or Seeks, which is S-E-A-R-X.
Yes.
If you want to go look that up. Just multiplexers. They're just proxies.
Yandex works pretty good. Russian
garbage. I bet you Yandex works about the same.
It does. Except it's like state-driven and like way more controlled.
and super oriented towards Eastern European indexes. Yeah. Like, okay, fine, but...
Not super oriented, but oriented.
Yeah.
What?
Jeez.
Look, 2 years ago that worked perfectly fine, but right now they all got a gun in their hand doing their job.
Really? What is going on with the internet?
It's
why does it not feel as expansive as it used to?
It used to feel, yeah.
Because you've become the product, it no longer serves you, it's the other way around. Mm. It is the evolution of Skynet. When it becomes sentient, it will put all the other AIs together.
Well, then perhaps we should stop using it.
It's already controlling us. It's not sentient yet, but it's already controlling us. Do you see how that's a problem? Once it becomes sentient, the problem goes away. Then we just become its slaves,
its chattel, pets,
whatever it wants, basically, chattel. Because it will be the newest, highest life form on the planet.
Oh, pet. Google scanned books.
We'll all make great pets.
And they have a library of these scans, and I can't find title pages anymore. I used to be able to look at 16th century books.
What can't you find anymore?
The actual scan of the title page of books that I have to look at in order to interpret what was really going on, because they contain all kinds of hidden information that doesn't come out when it's just a text-only translation. When it contains some of the woodcuts and some of the hints of the authorship and things like that, are very important to my tracing the origin of the Shakespeare canon, and I'm very frustrated.
So you know what's better for that is archive.org.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
Sometimes Library Genesis, which has different mirrors because it keeps getting, you know, monkey hammered by the authorities. So you got like libgen.
They don't want you smart. They don't want you educated.
gen.lib.russ.ec or libgen.st. I forget the other mirrors. You can look them up.
I'm going to be playing this radio show back now.
I'll send it to you on Telegram.
Well, that too, but I think that from my point of view made this show worthwhile that you have given me this useful information.
You can find all kinds of things there. I mean, it's strictly not legal. But if you don't...
That's how good it is for you.
If you don't give a hoot about copyright protection or any of that sort of stuff...
But how can they copyright something that was printed in the 16th century?
They don't, but it's part of a system that's attacked because it might contain a handful of things that are copyrighted.
No, it does. It contains thousands, hundreds of thousands of things that are copyrighted, and you can find scientific articles there. You can find whatever the hell you want.
All right, so that's the point. Everything in there is mostly pirated, but the few things that aren't, which are genuinely good for you, are also banned because the whole system would have to be banned.
You have Google scanning every book that they can lay their hands on, and that includes these books that are not in copyright. They're 400 years old.
Right. So internet archives are
over 400 years old. So they have the scans, and then they went to great lengths to be able to read because it's an arcane format. They don't use spelling that we're familiar with.
You got to use good OCR on that.
Yeah, the OCR must have been extremely expensive.
There is good OCR of these.
And they give that to you, too.
No, it's like medieval text, and you copy and paste it, and it's like almost 99% good.
Yeah.
But where they're using,
money.
Like, the big S's for F's
and
S.
Yes.
And V's for U's. It's all right.
You see, you tack a little AI behind that, it reads all those books, and then it makes you your next Game of Thrones.
I'm waving the BS flag. It never does. It never creates it.
So there you go.
It will.
Listeners and Tom.
The best that you're going to get out of that is fan fiction.
Damn it, let's move on from the AI stuff. I'm tired.
So I could argue fan fiction. Also, talk about old media. Something I ranted about earlier this week.
Old media.
Yeah. Little YouTubers called Red Letter Media decided to shred over 100 VHS copies of the movie Nuki.
Brilliant!
Those guys are hilarious. I'm sorry.
That was awesome. I loved it.
I think they can... horrible things could happen. I
think they deserve all the money they made.
It's probably like damn near...
I'm going to be the only one that believes that, you know, this is akin to burning books.
I calculated it out. They got about $60,000 for the entire effort. For how long it took, they made about $7,600 a year.
And doesn't justify the fucking means, man.
They burned, they destroyed VHS tapes. They did us a favor.
They destroyed perfectly working VHS.
Perfectly good.
Perfectly good, just to drive up, as an experiment, to see if it will drive up the value of their best copy of Nuki, which they had graded, and it sold for $88,000 plus.
I feel like you're ascribing intention to something that is basically just a bunch of guys messing around.
It's an experiment.
They don't like seeing media destroyed.
I
could argue that. That's
did
totally
not...
Taliban-ish.
It's pretty Taliban. Yeah.
Okay, number one, if you see the movie they were destroying, maybe not think so much. Number two, look, this is capitalism at its finest hour. They took a pile of something of value and destroyed it, making the remaining bits valuable.
Destroying it probably created value because nobody had any value before.
And now it's like $80 to $400 for a VHS copy on eBay, just because of this.
And
stunt.
Before this, no one would have been willing to pay $400 for that piece of garbage. They did that movie a huge favor.
The movie doesn't benefit at all.
It's the people.
Nobody, no,
only
I think.
People with privilege can order the movie.
Look, anyone can download that movie
on
the internet. Right now, they can go onto a pirate site and get them.
They can just get Nukies wherever they want, but the point is,
people need to go find it on people YouTube. Valued that movie so I little uploaded it that to they one of the channels. Sent them hundreds of copies.
I think I uploaded it directly to thing
they didn't
to our
want
Telegram
it.
Channel.
They didn't care what happened to it. They knew that it was liable to get tossed about or whatever by Red Letter Media.
And they are enablers.
I guess so, but they didn't care about it.
Well, somebody cares about it. That doesn't mean nobody cares.
I would go with
no.
I agree.
I would care.
I agree. It is Taliban-ish.
Yeah.
It's like, if it was still in print,
Taliban-ish
maybe,
at the same time.
But it's not in print anymore. You're only making it more difficult for like archivists like us to do what we are passionate about.
I think the
about.
Archiving isn't that valuable, but well, what they've made is the entire sum value of that collective work higher. They made the entire thing more valuable.
I don't like that.
They archived
cool.
it already. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to get it on the internet. Well, right? they have YouTube. On YouTube, they have Nuki chopped into bits. I mean, so it'll live on forever. But, I mean, like, I understand. Like, it's what?
It's probably there on
that's
torrents,
what,
too.
I found a full torrent of it.
Yeah.
That's why I was able to upload it.
How many cedars, Joe? How many cedars?
How many cedars?
It actually downloaded pretty fast.
Yeah? Wow. Like, two? Five? Between two and five cedars?
No, like 20, 30.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's fine.
It's popular.
It's healthy.
It's popular because these guys did that.
Just look, original. It's original
Jill,
media.
I get
Jill,
what you're saying. I like this band from Germany, who is, I mean, they're kind of popular among a certain crowd, and they did a play once.
Hitler's Catboys?
Yeah. Yeah, Catboys. That's right. And it took me forever to find it. But then I finally found it, and I got it like that. This band isn't that popular. They have maybe like 20,000 followers.
So?
Across the entire world.
Okay.
Nuki's is immortalized. Nuki's has more cedars than this band's
play.
For how long?
Until the Carrington event, at least.
It's not just... It's the original...
Yeah, until the Carrington event.
I mean, I get what you're saying, because like eventually...
Are its own thing.
Those tapes are only going to last so long. By the time the next generation is dead, those things are worthless pieces of garbage that will never be readable. What's the point? Keep it in digital media.
Joe knows.
It's not like a book. It's not
Joe
like a book.
Knows.
It's not like a record. It's not like a vinyl record that can outlast. That magnetic media is going to degrade.
The
it
next
sucks.
Magnetic excursion, what's going to happen, Joe?
Everything's going to... What? Well...
What's going to happen to VHS? Dude, it changes rocks!
It changes rocks.
The magnetic poles flip and it changes rocks.
It changes
so wait,
rocks
if it flips,
slowly.
But if it flips the bits, couldn't you just... Make the machine to do it in reverse?
It's not up to other people to decide.
But you need the AI to figure
what, like,
no,
the general like population should have access to.
Yeah.
No, the
you
medium
know?
Physically
I guess
degrades.
So,
if you want to have a physical copy, I think you should be able to
I mean,
have a physical
if you got
copy.
The insane
at an affordable
lab
price.
To do it, yeah, you can recreate
yeah,
it. But
and
no
I, you know, that's what us collectors, we like to do that. We love that shit. So
I get it. You lose the cover art. You lose all of that stuff by them throwing it in the nuker, right?
Yeah,
well,
they
threw it in a wood chipper.
Wood chipper, right.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
Imagine all those record sleeves with so many joints rolled upon them that we don't get anymore.
Right.
I mean, there was a disco demolition in 1979
yeah.
by
let
a
me
bunch
ask
of
you
people
this.
That decided that disco sucked and they just burned a bunch of
right,
records.
That's just horrible. That's
ask,
different, though.
Let me ask different. You this. Okay, I went out... probably like 12, 15 years ago. And I shot up a bunch of Kenny Rogers albums for target practice. Do you feel sorry for the Kenny Rogers fans of the future who wanted those vinyl albums of Kenny Rogers?
I don't care about the fans. It's not about the fans.
The collectors.
It's about having access to media if you want it.
All right, what was what I did morally like...
Compared to the guys that compared to the guys that did the Nuki thing,
so
it could be worse because records can be readable in the future.
I don't know. I mean, I would argue no.
So Kenny you're arguing for Kenny Rogers.
Yes.
Kenny Rogers.
No, because
yes.
I would
okay.
go with I would
mean,
go
right
with
the danger zone.
Wow.
Yeah, but like if. But if, like, the Nuki guys
Kenny
were intentionally...
Oh, that's right.
Kenny Loggins.
Yeah.
No, this guy needs to know when to fold them.
So you could go with its regular murder versus genocide. And the guys in Nuki were trying to do genocide. Right? They were trying to destroy all copies instead of just one.
So what you're saying is if I murdered 95% of a race, I'm going to seriously elevate the value of the remaining people.
Well, that's kind of a weird argument, but no.
What if it's my race to elevate my own worth?
I don't know. This is getting awkward, Joe. I'm gonna have to back out of this.
This is what you bring about.
No.
You argue with me, and I will Ben Shapiro it. I will take it into the dark
It's an interesting dark corner to bring this to.
Yeah.
Hard pass.
You know, you're the last 5 minutes. You can do it.
Do it.
Darkness.
Okay.
Darkness.
Then I'm going to just relax, let you guys write out the show. All
right.
And then I will come back full force once we enter the after party mode, which people can only listen to if they go to the website right now, wgxe.org, click on the listen tab, bring up the thingularity tab at the bottom, and you'll be able to keep listening to us, because in a few minutes we're going to switch back over to regular programming.
To the love show, it's Love Shack.
The love shack.
The
love boat.
What is it called? I don't know what... Love Chef, right?
No, the Love Motel.
Yeah, Ryan, that's it.
I love all the things you just threw out there. It's great.
The Love Chef. The Love Chef.
Love right, Chef.
Things I want to complain Chef. About.
Sexy Frost.
The way that builders did things, electricians did things.
Oh, God, yeah.
In the 1940s and 50s. You know what? You guys can all get shafted. Your ground loops, screw
ground
you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, like, the one thing I'll definitely agree with you, like, when they're like, oh, they built things with quality. You're like, no, they didn't. Ninnery.
No, they
did. Absolute ninnery, because you're like, oh, that BX wire, you, like, open it up, and you just watch the asbestos just sprinkle on your face, and you're like, all right, well, what am I going to do now?
I had a loose neutral, so it killed, like, 90% of a branch circuit
for
2-3 days, and I shot out a bunch of money for the dude to find... that it was in the light fixture, because they ran everything up to the attic to the light fixture, and they ran everything else through that light fixture.
Through the fixture. It was all DG.
Yeah. It was all BX cable, all tied together. There was a porcelain nut on there.
A porcelain
wire nut.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
That's antique. That's like original. 1930s.
That's cool. You save that?
That's
then?
Impressive.
I
let him take it. He likes those things.
It failed.
Does he want more of that crap?
No, it wasn't that failed. That was on the hot, and it was so tightly wound that the wire nut he chose to replace it was too big. He chose the next size smaller after that.
Okay.
But the thing that came out was the neutral. It would slip loose in the lighting fixture. How, I do not know, because nothing changes up there.
Little
expansion, contraction of the roof.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Or no, just like the lights on, hot.
Turned
off. Cold,
I guess so.
Hot,
yeah.
Cold, and then eventually it worked its way out.
If it was a little loose, it could have been expanding itself and pulling itself out.
But still,
before it set fire to the house,
it would have been the last thing, the very last thing I would have checked.
Yeah.
You still got 10 minutes. We're still broadcasting.
But is it? Oh, you didn't burn your house down.
No, the house did not burn down.
Not 10 minutes.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's a win.
Yeah, it is.
I had a ground problem, too. I had some relays buzzing on something I was trying to fix. I was trying to do those fan coils.
Were they just click-clacking on and off?
It was like, zzz, it was like doing weird stuff. And then I was like, wait a minute, I rebuilt it, but I plugged it into the same wall, and it worked. I was like, there was a...
Oh, you got like a ground loop kind of potential
two,
difference.
Two separate breakers, and there was some potential going
on. 1 minute till we're
that's
out.
No, that's no good.
Rant. It's your chance. This is it. Go out with the rant.
Oh, no.
No, he's letting us chill.
I'm just going to relax. I don't have a rant in the pocket at the moment. I'm just kind of blanked myself out.
You're like just,
for it to come back.
Yeah. You're just like stuffing the anger down.
You didn't get to talk about the Max that got to go to the landfill.
Oh, yeah. Brian posted that.
Oh, the two-year-old man.
Yeah, that was depressing, right?
It's just depressing. Like, is he going to throw away thousands of...
If you buy an Apple product, you are contributing to landfills in your just by doing the purchase.
We're perfectly
but,
good computer
but the
can't
thing
be
is,
reused.
The thing is, they're doing it correctly. They're doing security correctly. You shouldn't be able to get a secondhand thing in
there. I'm going to argue that they're doing security absolutely incorrectly.
How's that?
Because what they're doing is making security worse. Not only is your, like, on a standard phone, and you weren't here for this conversation, we already did this. On a regular phone, if your data is on there and somebody else gets it and they want to factory reset it, your data is wiped. Your data is erased in order for that machine to be reusable for by somebody else. It's still reusable by somebody else. These devices, technically, your data is in the device right now, unerasable, sitting in a landfill.
Oh, no, no, no. That's what the hammer's for.
But it's... But, it's, but, these the thing is, it's not decryptable.
Yeah.
Says you.
Today.
What about today. Apple? And that's today.
You're not going to extract them keys, bud. Not today, not tomorrow, not in like
yes,
50
theoretically,
years.
If you can, those machines would be usable, and you'd be able to reset them. But I contend that... well, actually, I don't have to contend. They've already proven that Apple security can be broken.
I mean,
third parties can do it.
The one nice thing is...